The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone, and welcome. Good day. I trust that you can hear me. And here I am, the last day here at IRC. You know, I haven't seen much of it except for this, you know, the altar and it's me sitting here, but I do feel very kind of content and happy to introduce you to IRC, for those of you who've never been here, kind of have you here in a sense. So... So one of the wonderful expressions that I like is the two words together, breathing room. And since I do a lot of my time connected to my breathing, meditation throughout the day, as I go about things, it's kind of second nature for me to stay connected to breathing. The idea of breathing room, having room to breathe, such a, you know, I think it's the sense of relief that people can have, and a space, you know, to have a lot more personal space when we feel claustrophobic and feel really nice. To be in a large, vast, natural setting where it seems that the vastness of the setting can hold all of who we are without any judgment. Maybe in some ways I've been in some settings where, vast natural settings where I felt simultaneously very small, like a small little piece of this universe. And at the same time, kind of acutely aware of being alive and the sensations and the body, being conscious, being aware. And being aware of it, where there was lots of space to be as I am. And so meditation is a place to create space, create room, to create time, lots of time. And maybe one definition of meditation is to give ourselves infinite time, as if we have all the time in the world, as if there is no time. Give ourselves all the space in the world, as if there's no limitation to the vast space in which we belong, or which holds us, or allows all of us to be. And one of the ways that Buddhism has kind of used this kind of idea is to liken awareness to space, or to the sky. And when birds fly through the sky, they don't leave any traces, they don't disturb the sky. The sky has infinite room for the birds to fly through, in a sense. Or if a rock gets thrown through the air doesn't mind. Words go through the air doesn't mind. There's lots of space for it. And so awareness is that way, that awareness is like space. There's something about knowing, sensing, feeling, that being aware, that can be vast and open and lots of breathing room. So perhaps for this morning sitting, there can be, as we connect here and now to our present moment experience, maybe there can also be a sense of vast space, lots of breathing room for whatever's here. In a sense, not disturbed by anything, not bothered by anything, not needing anything, not wanting anything to be different, except to hold whatever is, including desires and wants, in vast space. So to be begin assuming a posture that maybe takes up more space than usual. Another way of maybe saying being a little more erect and open in the chest and with a head and neck that a little bit alert, upright. Gently closing the eyes. And slowly, gently expanding the torso as you breathe in. Deep inhales. Making space, becoming larger, bigger as the lungs fill with air. As the diaphragm pushes down and the stomach out. And releasing, relaxing as you exhale. Letting the breathing return to normal. And as you inhale, maybe you can imagine that your awareness also expands now with the inhale. Expands out to stretch and to meet wherever in your body there is tension. Expand outward to touch, caress tension, tightness, as if it's no problem, but just being touched with the inhale, with awareness. And on the exhale, relaxing the tension, softening in the body. Breathing normally. Imagine that you have lots of breathing room in which to breathe. Maybe there's a lot of space around your body. And imagining that 2, 3, 4, 5 feet distance from your body is a broad, soft, welcoming space into which to breathe in, breathe out. In exhaling, exhaling and settling in, relaxing in deeply into the body. Inhaling from the depths of your body outwards. The expansion of the torso and the chest on the inhale, an extensive expansiveness that spreads beyond the body even. Sometimes the more the thinking mind relaxes, quiets, the more space, quiet, silent space there can be for the breathing room, for all things that are occurring in the present moment. Each thing allowed to be its own thing as it comes and goes. where you're sitting now, imagine the space around you, between you and the walls and the ceiling. Or if you're outside, vast space beyond you. And however far away you can imagine the space, in a certain kind of way, that's the distance, how large the bubble of awareness is. And some movements of the mind contract the awareness, sets limits on it, boxes it in. And other movements of the mind open it, expand it, with no limits. The Buddha said that greed limits the mind, creates a limit, boundary to the mind, awareness. Generosity expands. Animosity boxes the mind in. Love expands it without limit. Delusion narrows the mind. Wisdom makes awareness expansive. And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to mention that the love, the compassion that can flow out of Buddhist practice is a love, compassion that has lots of room, lots of breathing room. So much room at some point, it can hold all the suffering of the world without being oppressed by it or troubled by it. And it's an amazing phenomenon that the heart has the ability to be present for suffering without being troubled. It can be the opposite, that if we practice and are mindful, aware, it's almost as if we're making more room. All the room that's needed. And by not being troubled, there's more opportunity, more space in our hearts to care, to aspire, to move into action, to care and care for others, care for oneself, to wish others well, to love others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings everywhere be free. And may those who can use companionship know that we accompany them with our care, our good wishes, our love. May all beings be happy. Thank you.